£20,000? Here was a news stunner. I had been calculating on 4,000 or 5,000. This news actually took my breath for a moment. Mr. St. John, whom I had never heard laugh before, laughed now.
"Well," said he, "if you had committed a murder and I had told you your crime was discovered, you could scarcely look more aghast."
"It is a large sum. Don't you think there is a mistake?"
"No mistake at all."
"Perhaps you have read the figures wrong. It may be 2,000.
"It is written in letters, not figures. 20,000.
I again felt rather like an individual of but average gastronomical powers, sitting down to feast alone at a table spread with provisions for 100. Mr. Rivers rose now and put his cloak on.
"If it were not such a very wild night," he said, "I would send Hannah down to keep you company. You look too desperately miserable to be left alone. But Hannah, poor woman, could not stride the drifts so well as I. Her legs are not quite so long, so I must e'en leave you to your sorrows. Good night."